From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Following an announcement by President Donald Trump declaring the United States' commitment to Afghanistan, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said Tuesday he has not yet made a decision on how many troops to send to the South Asian country. Speaking from Baghdad, Mattis said he's consulting with Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and will make the decision based on his plan.
There is a number that I'm authorized to go up to. I have to look. I've directed the chairman to put the plan together now. We've obviously been discussing this option for some time. When he brings that to me, I'll determine how many more we need to send in. It may or may not be the number that's bandied about up until now. I've got to get the plan in from the chairman, and you saw that I directed him to get it to me here right away.
In an evening address from a military base outside Washington Monday, Trump said that he would not talk about numbers of troops or plans for further military activities, unveiling a condition-based approach to defeating terrorism in Afghanistan without going into detail. Defense Secretary Mattis said on an unannounced visit to Iraq Tuesday that significant progress has been made in ousting Islamic State from the country. Before flying to Baghdad, where Mattis discussed security cooperation with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, Mattis predicted IS's days are numbered while cautioning that the defeat of the militant group is not imminent. The Pentagon chief also cautioned that stabilizing Iraq is not going to happen overnight. U.S. State Department Presidential Envoy Brett McGurk reiterated that IS has not reclaimed any ground. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump looks to get his administration back on track after a difficult week with a campaign-style rally of supporters Tuesday in Phoenix, Arizona. Trump is trying to move past the controversy from last week when he blamed protesters on both sides for the violence at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. The president appeared to reference the controversy Monday night in a speech outlining his administration's approach to Afghanistan. Trump did not specifically refer to Charlottesville, but he said we cannot remain a force for peace in the world if we are not at peace with each other. Last week, the president set off a political firestorm when he told reporters at Trump Tower that you had some very bad people in that group, but you also had some people that were very fine people on both sides. Trump's remarks brought condemnation from many Democrats and several Republicans as well. U.S. Navy Pacific Fleet Commander Admiral Scott Swift said Tuesday that divers have recovered human remains from the USS John McCain, the second U.S. guided missile destroyer to collide with a commercial vessel in as many months. Swift also said the U.S. Navy is trying to identify a body that was recovered by the Malaysian Navy and determine whether it was one of the 10 U.S. sailors who went missing in the collision. The search for other missing sailors continues. Swift spoke to reporters.
From my visit in John S. McCain today, I can tell you that she has sustained significant damage to her port side aft. The flooding was halted, but the extent of the damage is still being determined. We will conduct a thorough and full investigation into this collision, what occurred, what happened, and how it happened.
Photos released by the U.S. Navy show a gaping hole below the waterline on the John S. McCain's port side. North Korea is warning of ruthless retaliation over joint U.S.-South Korean military drills underway on the Korean Peninsula. In a statement Tuesday, the North Korean military said it would carry out a merciless retaliation and unsparing punishment in response to the drills, a 10-day exercise that began Monday on the Korean Peninsula. Judicial sources say a suspect arrested in connection with last week's deadly van attack in Barcelona told Spain's High Court Tuesday that the group had been planning a much larger attack using explosives. Mohamed Juli Chanlal, who was arrested after being hurt in a blast southwest of Barcelona, was the first of four suspects to testify Tuesday, a day after police shot dead the man they say was the van's driver. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.